This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind, although tonight we are going to start out with a special guest. We don't have guests on a whole lot, although we had two in a row, because last night we had one. So sometimes they come in spurts, if you will, but usually we're open phones all the time here on Free Talk Live. If you've got a question for Adam Kokesh, who recently just got out of a jail cell, we're definitely going to be covering that, and also is still planning, as far as I know, a run for president in the year 2020. Again, you're welcome to call in. We will be taking your calls, and we're going to bring him on right now, actually live from Telegram this time instead of Skype, because in my opinion, it actually sounds better. But you're with us, Adam Kokesh. Thanks for coming back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, it's an honor as always, and it's just I can't say enough about how awesome it is that you have stuck with this platform for so long and have done so much to bring this message to millions of people. But I do have to start with a correction, if I may, and
yeah,
this is a really important part of this recent episode. January 16th, the day that I got arrested, was the day that we formally announced my candidacy for President of the United States in 2020 on the platform of dissolving, in a peaceful, orderly manner, the entire United States federal government. Within minutes of our email announcement going out, I was pulled over for the first time.
So do you believe that these are connected? I don't know what to draw
on
from this.
Well, 40 minutes later, I was pulled over again. And this is when things went really badly. And I think if you watch the videos, I always, when I can, I record police, mm-hmm. I broadcast, and incidentally, I was wearing a cop block hoodie at the time that on the front said, am I free to go? And on the back said, badges don't grant extra rights.
Right on.
I'll tell you, in the Wise County Jail, the other inmates loved that hoodie as I was getting in process.
I bet they did.
The second stop that resulted in the arrest was extremely suspect.
Was this state police who were doing it both times?
This is, yes, okay. Texas State Patrol.
Got it.
And they, in this particular person, Officer Garcia, came out with the intent of arresting me. Now, if you watch the videos, I always record cops when I can. If I can, I broadcast live. So I broadcast all of this that I could on Facebook Live. And I have so much just overwhelming evidence of all of this. And I encourage people to go check this out. But don't go to Facebook because it's FedBook. Go to steemit.com/@AdamKokesh.
That's how I was getting all my updates, by the way, was I was checking your Steemit, just so you know.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, no, and really, this is sidebar, but open source social networking, you know, blockchain-based social networking, this is the future. It's here. Be a part of this incredible shift. Please get on steemit.com. And I understand if you want to be plugged in, you got to be on Facebook, you got to be on Twitter. But
I quit Facebook this year. It's been great. I've been so much more productive since I quit Facebook.
Oh man, I wish I could make that transition, but yeah.
I wished for a long time. I was in your boat. I wished for a long time, and I kept making excuses like, oh, I've got this Free Talk Live AMP group where all of our supporters are, and it's important for me to be there. And you know, that was important, but at some point I was just like, F this. I'm done. I just cannot spend more time here. So it's worked out. Anyway, please go ahead.
So if you watch the videos of the arrest, the second traffic stop, you know, I was broadcasting live at the time. The officer made so many mistakes in policy and procedure, violated my rights in so many ways in terms of Fourth Amendment protections. And when I said, no, I do not consent to search, when I said, do I have to provide that information? You know, he misrepresented the law. It was just, there's so many mistakes. You could tell that he was willing to be caught on camera making an unlawful arrest in order to send me to jail that day. And if I've had so many people now go over the tape. I've had lawyers calling me. I've had other police officers contact our team, say, hey, you guys are fine. There's no way anything that they even planted as evidence could possibly hold up in court since you have this video. So there are only a few conclusions that can be drawn from this. One, and it's quite possible that this was all random, that it had no political motivation whatsoever, that we just had one really aggressive, disrespectful officer who was just looking to crack skulls and didn't care and was really dumb. Like, he had to have been really, really dumb to carry out this arrest after
on
having
video.
Been caught on camera violating procedure, violating rights, violating Fourth Amendment protections. So there, one possibility is, hey, it was all chance, it was all random, you just had one absurdly aggressive and moronic officer.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, he was given some direction. He was told, you need to find a way to arrest this guy.
Before you go on, was he involved in the initial stop, or was he the only, involved in the second one?
Only the second one.
So what happened in the first one, just briefly? They pulled you for some motor vehicle violation, warned you, ticketed you? What happened there?
They said it was for swerving and for having temp tags on the RV, and I got a warning.
All right. And then,
I think it's fair to conclude from this that when Officer Garcia stopped me, he was under direction from someone senior to him in government. And I'm not trying to, because there's some low-level explanations here, right? They're not saying Donald Trump is sitting in the White House going, oh, my gosh, we got to stop Kokesh, arrest him and make him look like a druggie before he even announces. I don't think that's what it is. But it's much more likely and that from the first stop, because I gave the officer a copy of my book. I always do that when I can, you know? Hey, here's some freedom. It's 100 pages. It'll show you how we can create a better world by dissolving government entirely, localizing it down to the community level. And when I'm talking to cops, I always say, I respect your good intention in what you do. I respect the legitimate services you provide. Wouldn't you rather be providing those directly to the people without government in between us? Without you having to enforce laws written by politicians, instead actually providing legitimate services to people. And that's usually a way that gets them thinking and gets them engaged. So I gave the officer at the first stop a copy of Freedom, my 100-page book that you can get for free at thefreedomline.com. It's what I wrote to be the ultimate red pill. And I had a lot of people help me craft that to be able to say that I think in its format for what it is the ultimate libertarian conversion tool. And then word got out within the department, perhaps. Maybe he looked up my website. Maybe he called me like, hey, guys, have you ever heard of this Adam Kokesh guy? And they go, oh, he's the one who embarrasses cops. He's the one who embarrasses TSA agents. Oh, he's the one, who's always doing civil disobedience stuff. Let's get him.
Yeah, and they did.
It could have been as petty as that. It could have been even pettier. It could have been that the first officer said, hey, does anybody know who Adam Kokesh is? And Garcia's on the phone going like, oh, I know that guy. He's coming through my stop area. I'm going to get him. Because for that, they pulled me over doing 74 and a 65. And this is a speed trap part of Texas in Wise County. Notorious. And people hate the police officers there. And it's both local and state troopers that go in and take advantage of this corridor that's, going basically from Dallas northwest. And, of course, they think that there's always drugs coming through from Colorado, and there probably are.
Now, were you going to Miami for the Bitcoin conference? I heard that you were on your way there, and that's what what went wrong.
Yep. So what were you heading northwest from Dallas for?
Well, no, I was heading into Dallas.
So
I'm saying this area is northwest of Dallas.
Southeast into Dallas. Okay, got it.
Yeah, exactly.
So they illegally searched you.
There's a possibility, though, that there was something. Yeah. Well, hold on. That's interesting as well, because First, he pulls me over for the speeding violation, right, allegedly.
They brought a dog around. I remember seeing that in the video. You've got more time. Stick with us. Adam Kokesh is here, and we're going to continue the story because we haven't even gotten to you, you know, getting cuffed and taken down to jail where you spent how many days? How many days were you behind bars?
Just 10. This is just 10 this time.
10, right. You've done much longer since than that, as have I. So we're going to continue here, usually for civil disobedience. And Adam Kokesh is with us from the Freedom Line. He's kicking off his presidential campaign with his first arrest in his presidential campaign. We'll continue here in moments. Apparently, they wanted to give you a bunch of free publicity, so that's the good side of this. We'll continue with Adam Kokesh. And our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
in. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. We'd give you our other connection methods, but you can't actually talk to Adam Kokesh if you don't call on the phone lines, because we just don't have a way of conferencing you if you're over on Skype or the Discord. He's on via Telegram here tonight, which has been sounding great. We're going to continue, but also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. And Bitcoin.com is where you can go to get, the basics, learn the ropes about what cryptocurrency is, learn about that which created them all. And there are now over 1,400 of them, according to CoinMarketCap.com, with over a $530 billion total global market valuation. You want to learn where it all started? Go to Bitcoin.com. Maybe you're not so new to Bitcoin. Maybe you're old school. You want to get the latest news headlines. They've got them over at news.bitcoin.com, and you ought to go check it out. Again, that's news.bitcoin.com. We've got Adam Kokesh on the line with us. He is a presidential candidate, having now filed his intention to run and attempt to get the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination in the year 2020. And in order to reward you for your efforts, the Texas State Police decided to arrest you and charge you with, multiple felonies? Are we still there? Adam, I hear something.
Sounds like bad audio to me.
Yeah. He was there.
How about now?
There you are.
How about now?
We have you now.
Okay, yes. That Telegram thing. Anyway, but obviously, operator error. Anyway, so just to clarify about the campaign here, while I am technically running for president, it's much more accurate to say that I'm running for not president. And before we filed, we used that language to not just clarify that, but for legal protection. So when we were in this exploratory phase, we hadn't filed, and we were saying I'm running for not president. But the reason that's more accurate is that the very first thing I'm going to do is resign and become custodian of the federal government. This is going in like a bankruptcy agent. You know, if there wasn't a legitimate free market function to describe what I'm doing, then it would be an evil, coercive-based government-type function. So I'm not doing this to be president. What we are doing with this campaign is turning the United States presidential election into a referendum on whether or not the federal government should be allowed to continue to exist at all, or if we want to put in this specific plan that is my platform, that is the dissolution in a peaceful, orderly, responsible manner, all laid out in the single executive order. And this is the kind of thing that people wake up to. And I just want to emphasize what you said, that this is, if this was an attempt to slow me down or hinder me in any way, or even to defame me somehow, it completely backfired on whoever was behind it. Because like libertarianism itself, you know, based on a message of peace and love and self-ownership and voluntarism, all of these concepts, you know, you wake up to them, you realize them, you learn them, and you cannot unsee what you have seen. And similarly, with this idea
You'd be surprised.
There's a handful.
Well, there are some people who...
I think those are a lot of fakers and trolls. I have not seen someone truly organically...
There was a state representative here in New Hampshire who moved here as part of the Free State Project, who was a very, well-known person within the Liberty Movement. Her name's Amanda Bolden. You probably bought some ice cream from her at one of the pork fests in the past. Hmm. And she used to talk a great game about voluntarism and supporting voluntary charity. She even ran and created a charity here called Shire Sharing that, you know, shared food on Thanksgivings with hundreds of families in need across the New Hampshire. And this year she basically turned against liberty, threw all her libertarian friends under the bus with a public statement about how now she's with truly compassionate people that is her new Democrat friends and her new husband, who's apparently a leftist. So it does happen, but I tend to agree with you. The message of liberty is a very persuasive one.
In the history of the libertarian movement, that was like the only credible high profile case that you could
say. There aren't many high profile cases. So, that's true.
Yeah, I've seen a few people backtrack, but not many.
Right. Less than 5% we lose.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and I would say most of them probably weren't really there in the first place. But the concept of dissolving the federal government, separate from political philosophy, this idea of localization, that all government functions should be handled at the as local level as possible, I think we would say, as local as the individual, but at least to the community level. And I think as libertarians, we all acknowledge that you could have voluntary organizations at the community level that people might call government, and we wouldn't put a gun to their head and say, no, you can't call sure. that government. But if that concept is the same thing, right? That people, you don't wake up to the idea that America would be better off without the federal government and that it can be done in a peaceful, orderly, responsible manner, and then go, okay, now let's go back to Trump.
Right. You know, yeah, I think that it can cross political boundaries is one of the things you're leading
yes.
to here is that just because you're a libertarian or a Democrat or Republican doesn't mean that you can't appreciate the idea of let's get rid of this monstrous, awful, expensive, violent, murderous federal government and devolve power down to a more local level. I think there's a lot of people
yes.
who can get behind that message. Now, Adam, I want to bring a different Adam. He's been hanging on. He's got a question.
This is how libertarians lead.
No doubt, no doubt. And libertarians need more leaders, for sure. Let's talk to Adam. He's in New York. You got some information for Adam Kokesh, who's with us here. Go ahead, Adam, in New York.
Yep, we got you.
Adam, you've got him, right?
Yes.
You hear him? Okay, good.
Yep.
Go ahead, Adam, in New York.
As part of your plan, I mean, it sounds pretty great, you know, but I think you'd be probably wasting your time. And
why?
The reason is because, the United States Federal Corporation, because that's what it is, it's a for-profit and gain corporation. And not just that, it's actually a private membership association. And, you know, a lot of disinformation has gone out there from CIA and such, but the United States Corporation is actually owned by the monarch in Netherlands.
Oh, this is getting into a conspiracy theory, Adam. Your thoughts on?
I'd like to answer that, Adam, before you get any further, and we can go back to you. I don't want to cut you off, but there are a number of objections to this campaign, to this platform, that are raised this way, and the answer is always the same. If this is an idea whose time has come, and the American people, in a consensus process, decide we are not going to allow the federal government to continue to exist anymore, and this is why we have chosen the presidential campaign as the venue to build this consensus. If we have a clear, overwhelming majority of American voters come out and vote for someone on this platform, and the American people, through that process, say we are not going to allow the federal government to continue to exist any longer, no congressman, no senator, no lawyer, no banker is going to stop us.
I love it. Adam, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Adam Kokesh is with us here. Our number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And even if the time hasn't come for people to truly embrace the ideas of voluntarism or decentralization of power, at the very least, that is, it's your goal to spread those ideas. And that's not a waste of time, because if you do get the nomination by the Libertarian Party, you'll get media interviews. You'll get attention from some of the media, and that will give you the ability to spread those ideas even further than you currently have the ability to do that. And you've got a very popular YouTube channel, and you've got a podcast that you're kicking off again, as I understand it. I'm looking forward to getting that back on LRN.FM. Hang on. Adam Kokesh is here with us on Free Talk Live. We're going to continue. We got to talk more about his arrest, which, you know, he got pulled over in Texas, charged with felony counts of, I think, drug possession. We'll get the rundown here in moments on Free Talk Live. And you can join us on the radios live on Saturday night.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, we'll take your calls about anything you want, but that'll be a little bit later. We've got special guest Adam Kokesh here with us tonight for the, I don't know how many times. We don't generally have guests on the show, but the ones that we do have on, we tend to have back because they're doers. They're people who get out there. They put their freedom on the line. Literally, that's the name of his website, thefreedomline.com. And you can go there and get a lot more Adam Kokesh. You've got a presidential campaign site. Is that linked to it all from the Freedom Line yet?
Yeah, you can find my Adam versus the Man production. You can find all my social media. You can find Steam It, of course, and you can find KokeshForPresident.com through TheFreedomLine.com.
Let's get back into, before we get to more calls, let's get back into your arrest. You were pulled over in Texas. I want to continue that story, but I also want to let our listeners know about Zencash, which is a cryptocurrency that's dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. It was founded by voluntarists in 2017 who took some of the best tech out there in cryptocurrency, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, two techs that have been very successful in other cryptocurrencies. They've got those in Zencash, plus a philosophy that we can all get on board with. You ought to do your research. Check it out. Go to Zencash.com to learn more about it. That's, once again, Zencash.com. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here for our live Saturday edition. Adam, you're joining us from Phoenix, Arizona, here tonight after having kicked off your presidential campaign, which we talked about a moment ago. Let's go back to the roadside in Texas outside of, I think
well,
it was
hold
down.
On, if I may,
yeah, please.
I got to make 2 points real quick to finish what we were on before.
Sure.
First, this idea of localization of government. This is how libertarians apply our principles to lead even people who do not agree with us, who do not share our particular vision, which we generally can't even agree on amongst ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of getting government down to the community level, localization, is what I call the everybody gets what they want strategy. You want to be independent on your homestead on 10 acres in the middle of nowhere? No one's going to bother you. You want a community where this happens, where that happens. You want a community with no drugs. You want a community with welfare. You want a community, as long as you're not forcing it on anybody, you're not forcing it on your neighboring communities. This way, everybody gets what they want. And about this campaign of dissolving the federal government, it's about getting this message in front of every single American over the next few years. And to your point about this arrest, it's almost like it was too good of a setup to help us, because we just had the most successful launch of any presidential campaign in Libertarian Party history by far. And that really could not have happened without the help of the Texas State Troopers, Officer Garcia, and Sheriff Aiken of Wise County.
I hope you've sent them like a gift basket.
I probably should, but you know, we're like, we're a year ahead of schedule now. You know, we have tens of millions of people as a result of this now know that they will have the option in 2020 to vote for nobody for president in a real serious way. And right now the opposition is Bill Weld. Bill Weld tried to have his soft launch last week.
Really?
And
this is for listeners that don't know, this guy, this Bill Weld, he was the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarians in 2016, and he was just absolutely awful. He's a former governor of Massachusetts. I mean, that's really all you need to know about the guy. The fact is he was a former governor of Massachusetts. But, you know, when you start to look into his positions, he's, in no way a libertarian. He was shilling for Hillary Clinton during his campaign. But unfortunately, the Libertarian Party has had a tough time nominating real principled libertarians. So you've got a fight cut out for you there. And we should talk about that maybe as the convention gets closer. But I want to get back to the side of the road,
sure.
Adam, where you were stopped twice in Texas, the second time both times by state police, the second time by a cop who seemed to have it out to get you. And he did get you. They brought a drug or some sort of a dog around your RV. Pick mm-hmm. up the story wherever you want there.
Sure. Well, just to be clear, it's that he pulled me over with the clear intent that I was going to walk away in handcuffs no matter what. That's the only explanation for what he did, because he violated so much procedure, so much policy. And this is the thing with the probable cause for searching the vehicle. My dog, Baloo.
Just before we go on, there's video of this, so that your claims are at the very least checkable.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. There are a few claims that I'll make that could only be verified from the officer's dash cam, but by and large, you can see plenty just from the live video that they allowed to shoot before they ordered me to turn off my camera. But you can see in the video that they called in a drug dog, and I have my dog traveling with me, a 100-pound Great Dane mix. His name is Baloo. You might remember him from surviving the police raid on my home in Virginia in 2013 when he had a flashbang grenade thrown at him that went off under his butt. This was his first actual arrest, though, because Baloo did get taken away by animal control. So, big.
I was so worried about. I was glad to see
Baloo
on your Steemit blog at steemit.com/@AdamKokesh that before you got out, somebody went to go and get Baloo because he's such a sweetheart.
Yes. Yeah, he's a very good boy.
Yeah, Baloo didn't have to do as much time as I did, and he's amazing. I am so blessed. He's a shelter dog. And possibly one of the best things that ever happened to me. Definitely epitomizes being my best friend. And now that we've been arrested together, I think it's a new level. But so he's in the RV.
Right.
And the hit from the drug dog is the drug dog looking at the door of the RV while Baloo's there going, and all excited, that there's another dog there. So, I mean, that they could have taken Baloo out of the RV first. And then they might have had a credible probable cause.
Well, drug dogs are
pretty little things.
Drug dogs are really not very good at indications of whether or not there are drugs in a particular place, because what they often
they're probable cause generators is what they are.
That's what they are. Yes, they were going to find some other way to get in your vehicle if that's what they wanted to do. For sure.
Exactly.
So they went in there. They searched around. They allegedly found something, and you got arrested. Then they took you presumably to, was it the station or straight to jail? What happened then?
Yeah, straight to the Wise County Jail. And it really, you know, we talk about this, people who don't live in places like Texas or Oklahoma or you know, others, the states that still have really draconian drug law practices. But it really is disgusting. It really is a horrific shakedown racket from top to bottom. And, you know, the guys who I met in jail, just to hear some of their stories, like guy got busted for, he got half a gram in his vehicle. And jeez. What, you know, my bond was originally set at $80,000. And you hear the sheriff actually in a video that our friend Patrick Smith made outside where he talked to the sheriff, and the sheriff's like, all you got to do is put up $6,000 and he can be free. And it's like, you're freaking holding people for ransom. You know, like it's not, you know, like this person is so dangerous. They need to be locked up from society. But if they give us $6,000, they can go free.
Right.
Like,
right.
Hello.
The bail system.
Justice. This is not public safety.
I don't imagine there's anybody listening who thinks that the bail system in the United States is a good idea. It is just so messed up. The idea that you take a person who is presumed innocent and lock them up unless they can provide you
freedom.
A certain amount of money is obviously a miscarriage of justice. The only people who should be in jail prior to a sentence is somebody that we are relatively certain is going to run away. And remember, that's not as big of a deal today as it was 100 years ago. It's a lot easier to find people.
Yeah.
And, you know, but, you know, maybe somebody who's escaped the past, things like that. And people who are very likely a danger to to other people if they're out in the streets.
A proven physical threat. Yes,
yeah.
A proven violent threat. Yeah, this is just the ethics of it. What justifies locking somebody up in the first place?
Who is presumed innocent?
Not,
I want to keep that you know, over and over again. Here in the United States of America, you are presumed innocent. And the idea that they hold people for 3 years in county jail waiting for their speedy trial is you know, clear and obvious that nobody gives a damn about the Constitution in government.
No doubt.
And in Texas, it really is horrific. And when they first went to a little hearing, and I asked if it was on the record, they said this was a judge, actually a justice of the peace, doesn't have to have a law degree, sets the bond for everybody, and they set mine at $80,000. And so the ransom would have been $6,000 from that. But then we contested it. We had an attorney file a motion to have it reduced to zero, and they negotiated, and the judge was like, yeah, this is really excessive. We're going to take it down to $20,000. And so what I was facing after a few days was now just $20,000 in bond, and I only would have had to put up $1,600-something, but I ended up getting it essentially down to zero for myself anyway, so it was worth the stay.
All right, stand by. I want to find out, what was it that they charged you with? I know there's at least one felony count in there, I think for some ostensible cannabis, but you'll know better, and you'll tell us here in moments. Adam Kokesh is with us. You can visit his website over at thefreedomline.com. He's also a blogger on Steam It, as am I. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you have a question for Adam Kokesh, Libertarian presidential candidate, or not presidential candidate, because he would like to abolish in an orderly manner the entire federal government, which is a message we're hopefully going to hear more about as his campaign approaches. But we've got him on tonight to talk about the most recent arrest that he had, because that's sort of been our history here on Free Talk Live. Whenever Adam gets arrested or something else big is happening in his life, we have him here to talk about it because we can. Because we're on the radio, and I like to give attention to people who, you know, really put it on the line. And few people in the liberty movement have really put it on the line, meaning their own personal freedom, like you have, Adam. So I appreciate you coming on here and telling the story for our listeners. Because there's takeaways here, like the corruption of the police that people need to hear more about. Even though we've heard it a zillion times, so many different horrifying police abuse stories, somebody out there right now is hearing this for the very first time. They're, you know, tuning into their radio. And they're hearing about a peaceful man who was hassled on the side of the road in Texas completely unnecessarily by cops who had it out for him, or at least one cop who had it out for you and basically, you know, wanted to arrest you. He did, and they charged you. What did they hit you with as far as charges? What are you facing?
Well, hold on. First, yes, and it's an important point that it may just be this whole thing is probably just around this one particular officer. All the other officers who showed up scene were responding to him as the the one in charge
of
the interaction. So so anyway, but as to the charges, honestly, I don't know exactly, and I've seen different accounts, and while I was in jail, I actually saw Fox 4 local news tell me what my charges were. I've seen two or three different versions now from people who have looked this up online and from different paperwork, but the most offensive civil rights violation that I experienced in all this, aside from like having my RV, you know, ransacked and turned inside out and, you know, being violated in so many ways, but that I was in jail for 10 days, and every single day I ask for paperwork. I ask to be presented with charges. I ask to be provided with a police report. I ask to be provided with everything that I'm legally entitled to. And in 10 days, I did not receive a single piece of paper
wow.
from the government regarding my arrest or detention.
Out of control.
So, and that's just one of the many things that we're going to be suing for.
Okay.
And one of the things that's cool about this, and I pledged in a podcast that I did from jail, that of all of the lawsuits that we're going to file, that everything that comes out of this, of all the money that we get, I am not going to take a single penny for myself or any of my political causes. It is all going to go back to provide restitution for the other drug war victims in Wise County. So we're going to have a restitution hearing and invite everybody who's a resident of Wise County who's been similarly screwed over and victimized by either the sheriff's department, the local police, or the Texas State Patrol in that county to come and file their grievances and have a hearing and say, yeah, you were in jail unjustly for this many days. You know, here's some money.
Cash.
And while government won't say sorry, at least I can do something with this to make it up for you, to take from the aggressors and give to the victims. And I think it's turned into this amazing opportunity for justice.
That sounds like a pretty good plan. So what's the next court date or what's the next hearing? What's going to be about?
I don't know.
You have an attorney?
No, we had an attorney just for the motions, but for handling the main case, no, I don't have an attorney yet.
Okay.
And I think the point that we're at right now, my understanding is that they have to send their evidence into a lab and get it confirmed before they can formally file charges.
I see.
And okay. So these are like, they're like pending charges. And it's sort of like, I don't care what you call them. If you're holding someone in a cage, you have to tell them why. You know, you can't just say, well, stuff happened. You know, you're a bad guy, so you're in a cage. No, you can give us $6,000 and you can be free. No, you have to. This is still America. There's an expectation of certain legal rights and precedents, and they just don't follow them in Wise County. And I'm sure there are lots of places in the United States that have this problem. But, hey, they messed with the wrong Marine this time, and I'm going to hold them accountable.
You are a former Marine, just for listeners that aren't aware. And you spent some time over in the Middle East. Isn't that right?
One tour in Fallujah.
Yeah. So
this is one of the things is that many people believe that the system works because they don't hear much about it. And things that you don't hear much about mm-hmm. are things that are working.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that it costs money to be able to work within the system. And that in and of itself is that's basically a holdover from the time when human beings were owned by other human beings. This isn't some mm-hmm. kind of racially divisive term I'm using. I'm actually saying that the state, an organization that has existed for 9,000 years, exists upon the concept of bondage. A citizen is essentially a serf. You know, they're little more.
Yes. Absolutely.
And that's the idea that, well, you know, we just don't have to give you pieces of paper to tell you why we're holding you in a cage and taking your freedom. That's the presumption that they already own your freedom. How could they take it otherwise?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're ready.
And the thing is now there are so many victims. Everybody knows somebody. You know, like you said, things you don't hear about if they're working. I think that's shifting. I think enough people either have been victimized themselves in America or have someone close to them who's been victimized as someone who committed a non-crime, a victimless crime, and had their life ruined as a result.
I think
we're at a critical tipping point, not just for localization and dissolving the federal government, but with the war on drugs coming to an end, with even where we are with marijuana legalization right now, it's really just a matter of time. And I got to say, this is a really exciting time to be alive. What an exciting era to be living through. We are at very least right now experiencing the end of the beginning of the end of the war on drugs.
It's a slow motion end of the war on drugs, that's for sure. And actually right now, you're not the only civilly disobedient liberty activist. Damo Freeman from CopBlock.org is also facing serious marijuana felony mm-hmm. charges in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And ironically enough, his trial date is going to be on 419 and 420 coming up here this year. So you and he are going to be taking on the state as it continues. Republicans in these states like Ohio and Texas, where they're going to keep on keeping on and try to crush even, you know, plain old marijuana possession, because that's just how it was in California. Remember after 1996 when the historic medical provisions in California passed, it took several years before the sheriffs and everybody kind of got beaten back and stopped raiding people, even though it was completely illegal for them to do so. So that the state just goes all in as far as it can until it finally has to stop.
The police officers just enforce the law, Ian. Are you suggesting that they just do whatever they want sometimes?
Yeah. They do whatever they want because there's no punishment for them almost any time they break the law.
And I don't think that this is the cop on the beat generally. I think oftentimes this is something that comes from the top, the brass, the management.
Or the narc squads. The narc squads. There are teams, especially in big cities, of just real jerks.
Yeah,
and,
well,
and they're the ones that go out. And
management puts them on that squad, too, right? And says, this is your job. You got to have this many busts, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you're in Arizona. You're there for a Libertarian Party convention. What's going on?
That's correct. We have the Arizona State Libertarian Party convention tomorrow. And like you said earlier about the Libertarian Party, you know, we're really this is a grassroots takeover of the LP. This is people who believe in freedom, people who believe in localization, people who believe in ethics and principles, as opposed to people like Bill Weld.
Yeah.
And 2018 is very important for us, setting the stage for 2020, not just as a warm-up for our campaign, but regardless of what I'm doing and my team is doing, for the Libertarian Party to say, we cannot have someone like Bill Weld be the nominee in 2020. We need to make sure that we have a libertarian takeover of the Libertarian Party so that it is grounded in these principles. And it's sad that we have to say that, but I think what we found is that it's a lot easier and that no one in the history of the party has done what my team has done over the last year and a half now, traveling the country, recruiting delegates, building an organization so that when, like, what we wanted to be talking about on the 16th with our announcement wasn't, hey, Adam got busted by, by some very shady circumstances, but that we want to talk about what a strong organization we have. We have 50 state coordinators. We have thousands of people lined up to be delegates for 1,100 slots.
They've already got a nominee for the head of Bureau of Prisons, too.
Oh, that's you, right, Mark?
Yes, that's right. I'm very excited that Mark would be. And you know what, Mark, I've been thinking about this, you know, in the process of dissolving the federal government, you know, your role, and I've talked to some people about this, that you are someone who I would love to have in that custodial position to be not the head of the Bureau of Prisons, but you would be custodian of the Bureau of Prisons.
That's right.
Someone of your ethical principle grounding and your particular experience, who's done as much time as you have, to be there to compassionately carry out this process of releasing everyone who we pardon because they're only crimes are victimless. So
and figuring out the people.
So many good things.
And figuring out what to do with the people that shouldn't be pardoned.
Adam, I only asked you for an hour. Do you want to stay for callers? Or do you got to go? It's up to you. Your call.
Well, I really have to go. My team is waiting for me.
We'll have you back, certainly, before.
Yep. Please check it out.
The Freedom Line from Adam Kokesh. Check him out. He's great. I appreciate your time tonight, man. And thank you. We'll talk soon.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.